I'm fine, Joe. Good morning. Beautiful sunny morning.
Not too bad. This time of year could be a heck of a lot worse.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure. But I know the city is ready just in case.
Always prepared.
Like the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
A little bit of a lull here this time of year, but there are some things coming up that we should talk about. And most notably, of course, is the annual Martin Luther King Jr. breakfast on Monday.
Yes, up at the Tyrrell Room. It's an annual tradition here in Quincy. And I think it's important we remember Martin Luther King's contributions to this country and what a special individual he was. And really a great example for anybody in public life and or somebody wishing to make change in government and society and how to do it. And what the beauty of him was that everything was in a nonviolent way. He's a remarkable American, and it's important we remember him.
Sure. Can you talk a little bit about the featured guest speaker this year?
I think it's, is it Woody?
It is.
The general?
Yes.
Yeah, I've met him a number of times. Remarkable. I think he's 100 years old.
It'd be 99 tomorrow, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, damn close.
You know, we don't want to make him too old.
I like the roundup.
No, it's true. Remarkable achievement, certainly.
It's big time. And sharp, very sharp, and real decent man. I mean, I had the opportunity to meet him and chat with him several times, and a great American, truly. So, yeah, we're honored to have him and share some of his stories and experiences. And again, it's the Tyrrell Room, and appreciate the committee putting things together.
Yeah, it'll be, let's see, doors open at 8:30. The event begins at 9. It's free for everybody to attend. And the guest speaker, again, is retired Brigadier General Enoch Woody Woodhouse. He was one of the Tuskegee Airmen. Really broke racial boundaries for black Air Force pilots back in World War II.
Big time, yeah.
And
day.
After that, Mayor, I know you're getting ready for your State of the City address.
Yes, we have scheduled February 9th at Quincy High School, 7 o'clock p.m. And yes, we will discuss the state of our city and have a light reception following in the CAF outside the auditorium there. It will be open to the public, so we encourage people to go. It's hopefully it'll be a quiet night weather-wise. This time of year can always be tricky, but I look forward to it. It's an opportunity to update people on a number of issues, and we have a great city, great community, and I'm proud to serve with so many wonderful colleagues and incredible city employees who get the job done every day. So I haven't started really putting it together yet, but I was always a last minute guy when I came to that school, so I'm better under pressure.
So it's that's a Monday night, I think, right? February 9th.
Correct.
Yeah,
yep.
7 p.m. in the auditorium, obviously, at the high school.
Yeah, the Lloyd Hill auditorium.
Sure.
Correct.
Very good. We are now in 2026, America 250. Anything planned here in Quincy that we can talk about?
Working on some things, but nothing really to announce at this point.
Okay.
You know, it is a special year, and we ought to really honor it and recognize it, and particularly, you know, being here in Quincy where the Adamses and Hancocks walked. Pretty remarkable when you look back at the history. I don't know if you've caught any of it, the Ken Burns special on the American Revolution on PBS. I've caught some of the segments, but I haven't seen the whole thing. Pretty remarkable. Learned a lot about some news stories. You know, we obviously talk about the founding fathers and their contributions, but there were a lot of people involved, and I love how they pull out different individuals to talk about their contribution and what was going on. Pretty fascinating time. As I've said publicly a number of times, Joe, is that this is the first time in history the revolutionaries had everything to lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty remarkable when you think about that. These guys were all doing fairly well, you know, the founding fathers. None of them were really poor. And again, things didn't work out. They would have been probably hung. Obviously, their property seized, perhaps families murdered. They had everything to lose at that time. And I think it's pretty remarkable stuff. And they weren't perfect. And I know today people like to point out the flaws, you know, but everyone has flaws. And when you think about that moment in history, in the world, it's pretty remarkable. And we should honor it and recognize it and never forget.
To that end, to the with the discussion about the Adams Presidential Center, any public gatherings planned yet to take some input from the
not
community?
Yet.
Okay.
Yeah, not yet. We're working on a framework for that, but we'll be talking more on that soon. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. Mayor, can we have an update on the city's emergency management department? Understand some new leadership to talk about?
Yes, I've actually I've named David McCarthy as the interim director. People know David as the former 1-1 counselor. David was in a very high-end position with General Dynamics for security for many years. So he's got a great background on logistics and how to deal with things. But he also was the guy on the ground. And when you think about some of the issues we had, Ward 1 is usually the area, whether it's you know, the Post Island area, was the House Neck area, parts of Germantown, that's when we've had a lot of challenges when it comes to coastal flooding and you know, dealing with shelters and taking care of people. So he's been on the ground as a councilor doing that. He knows the city. He's got a good working relationship with department heads. So I think it's a good interim choice until we figure out. As you know, the opening came out pretty abruptly. So Dave's agreed to do it on the interim basis, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, very good. That's effective immediately.
Correct.
Okay. And I know they'll be moving into the new public safety complex, is that right, along with the police and fire departments?
Yeah, that's all part of things, the transition from the Coke complex over to 1 C Street. And, you know, I know we've talked a lot about this new mm-hmm. building, but it really was a lot of thought put into this about the setup and the organization of it, the communications and the training rooms and the interaction between those departments, how important it is, and to have them all under one roof, particularly when we have challenges, I think is terrific. And so, yes, I know the police department has already begun physically moving, you know, lack of a better term, boxes with evidence and files. And we're still working on the building. As you know, with any project, Joe, there's always a punch list. And this was a big project, so the punch list is lengthy. But it's typical in a project, and they'll continue to working through that until we make the decision when we'll open it up to the public. We still got, I would say, a few weeks to go.
Okay, very good. With the emergency management, is there an actual staff with that department, Mayor, or is it mostly police and first responders?
Yeah, it's mostly police and first responders. Yeah. However, there is an assistant, actually a young man who graduated from Mass Maritime with a degree in emergency management. Hmm. So there is a science to it all. There is regular paperwork and updating of plans and filings to MEMA and FEMA. And then there's a group of people over the years who get trained, volunteers, who get trained in assisting. So, for example, if you had to open a shelter, there's a number of people who have been trained in how to help and set that up. So it's a combination of the city employees and volunteers when the time comes when you need them.
Sure. Very good. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, Mayor?
I don't think so. I'm just grateful we had a lot of rain over the weekend, washed all the salt away, and the evidence of any snow is gone.
For now.
For now, correct.
And still,
nothing is stressed.
Still got a ways to go, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time, Mayor.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yep, bye-bye.